All right, Chiz, Triple Crown. First of all, gnarly crash on the whoops. That was almost ended your day right there, I think.
Did you see it?
Yeah, the whole thing. I was just happened to be watching you.
I wish somebody had a video of it. It was a good one. Yep. I don't like hitting the ground, so it was...
You're super old, so...
Exactly. My hip hurts. There's no sound. I hurt my hip. Yeah. No, so the day started rough, and I like the whoops normally when they're tough or whatever, but when they built them... You know, the dirt was pretty soft, but I think they knew that, so they got the whoops built. And the crust was pretty hard, but underneath was still pretty soft. So they weren't bad right away, but by the time the 450s got out there, they started getting cut, but the crust was still hard. And they were super far apart. I probably got like six in, got some wheel spin, so I kind of like lost some speed. And then it hooked up, so I missed one, dropped in, and then when you drop in, I like skipped the next one, drop in again, and it just bucked me, and I front flipped over the bike, and... I'm sore. I'm beat up. Knocked the wind out of me. Got a handlebar in the stomach and just beat up, but I was okay. Just kind of a bummer to start the day off like that. But, again, just missed out on qualifying. I was like 3/10 from Vince from being just getting in. So I did the LCQ.
You didn't get a good start there either. You kind of had to ride into it.
I had a good start, but I was like 3 outside the box, and I just drove it in too deep, and I kind of like went like almost over the berm, like into the tough box. Yeah. So I came out like 7th or 8th and got in, whatever. I chizzed my way in. Yeah. And first moto, I was whatever. First gangbang, I was terrible. I blew my load too early, and I was terrible. I don't think I ever got hard, if you want to call it that.
It's not an After Dark episode.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No. So I just rode terrible the first one. Just sore and just kind of almost as a racer, I wouldn't have said this probably 10 years ago, but kind of lost some confidence. As dumb as I was, so good last week in the whoops. For me, you know, my group of guys, and the whoops were tough. And when I hit the deck, like, third lap in practice, kind of...
Just hangs with you, huh?
Yeah, knocked me down a lot, so I was in my head a little bit. So I got through practice, got through the heat race, just rode terrible in the first one, but Brittany pep-talked me. She texted me or called me, pep-talked me, and, I just tried to kind of clear the slate and just go. So second two were better. Obviously, some guys crashed out. That helped a little bit. But I rode better, you know, whatever, so it was good. I think 15th overall, so top 15's, like, step in the right direction. I've been tweaking with the bike a little bit. The bike's been good, but just I think now I've been getting more up to speed, need to kind of try a few things, so I've been messing with that and getting a little bit better. So just keep plugging away.
It's these triple crowns, man. It was a lot of carnage tonight, a lot of guys sending it.
It was, and like it's hard because like I'm a fan of the sport, and I like watching the triple crown on TV. It's awesome. You're like, when are they gonna race again? And like, as racers, I know you've talked about it, we have like no time in between, like to come back, get ready, get rested, go again. But on TV, you're like, oh my gosh, like, are they going to race again anytime soon? Yep. So that's one thing that's tough, you know, on our side of things. The other thing is it's short, it's 12 minutes. And for us, the difference between 12 minutes and 20 minutes is a lot. Like guys can go quick for 12 minutes and track position is so important. And if you get a bad start or go down first lap, you don't have time to make it back up like you do in a 20 minute race. So that's why guys, in my opinion, they're sending it because they've got to fight for that track position. If they don't and they get an 8th or 9th, you know, for those top 3 or 5.
Like never getting by the guy.
Yeah, they're screwed. So they're panicking, going for it. And then when you watch practice all the time, guys, people that don't come to the race or watch, you know, the live feed, people eat crap in practice all the time because they're sending it for a lap versus, you know, kind of knocking it down a notch for a 20-minute race. So I feel like it's that same kind of concept for the Triple Crown. When we race, you've got to pin it. And when we push that edge, that's what's going to happen, you know. So I like it. It's cool that they change it up. But as a racer, it's hard. I think guys got to back it down or whatever. The track was tough tonight, too.
The track bit a lot of guys.
It broke down a lot. You know, the base was hard, but the jumps were pretty soft. So that kind of played into it a little bit, too, trying to push it on a tricky track and a ruddy track. So, but, hey, it's racing. That's why they're 17, and you got to show up every week to be in it. So,
well, good job for you on the night. Anyways, nice work.
Thank you.